Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce. It is time for the gang-related recap show right here on Variety Radio Online. In today's show, we're going to be talking about recapping perros, means dogs, and yeah, in English right there. The show aired on Fox on June 12th. Alongside of me, I have all the way across the world, Amy McCracken. What's up, Amy?
Nothing much, Mike. Nothing much. I have a headache. My back hurts. I'm sleepy. All thanks to the Teen Wolf cast.
Yes. Apparently, you guys over the weekend went to the Icon Teen Wolf convention. You were there on the road from like last Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, and Friday night, I did not sleep at all. So Sunday, I woke up, and, you know, our on-air button, how red that is, that's how
right.
Red my eyes were. Thank goodness for eye drops. I put those in before I got in the shower. They were still red, and then I put them in after I got out of the shower.
Good
and
Lord.
Then I was looking good after that.
Nice. Well, it's good to have you back. Normally, we do the recap show on Friday since the show airs on Thursday. But since you guys were at Icon, that is why we're recapping it today.
Yeah.
But from now on, since the show airs this week on Thursday, you and I will once again talk gang-related this Friday, correct?
Correct, this Friday.
We're back on normal schedule, people. If you're tuning in right now, don't forget we do have the chat room open. All you got to do is scroll on down to the bottom and, well, actually, you scroll to the top where it says log in, and you can sign in through your Facebook, your Twitter account, and then you can join the chat room. We do have the chat room already open, so you can go in there as well. So let's just jump right into it. You watched this last night. I watched it this morning, correct?
Correct. No. I watched it this morning, too. Because I was dead to the world last night. Actually, this morning at 8 o'clock, I was getting ready to text you, and I was like, oh, let's not do it. And then I was like, no, you have to get out of bed. People are counting on you, McCracken.
Yes, and the thing about it is, well, know today that Amy hits me up, and she's like, are you ready? And I'm like, I got 13 more minutes into the episode. She's like, we go on in 6 minutes. I'm like, what? And if y'all don't know, I'm in Central in Texas, and she's in, what is it? Virginia?
I'm in Eastern time.
Yeah, Eastern time. So I was like, wait a second. I was like, God damn it. I go 1 o'clock your time, 12 o'clock my time. So that's why. And then we were having technical problems because I'm an idiot because I couldn't figure out how to do this. So Amy took over. So that's why we're starting late. Also, big shout outs to Key Lime Pie, who's in the chat room.
Yes, Key Lime. Keisha, she's in the chat room.
Keisha, wait, what?
Well, I was going to say also, if you're listening to us, now, after trying to find which link we're actually live on, I apologize because we were supposed to get some callers in today. The gang-related addiction, is that what they were? Is that what the website's called?
It's called gang-related addicts and
addicts.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were supposed to call in today. They said they had some callers. They wanted to call in and talk to us.
Well, that's my fault, gang-related addicts. So don't be mad at Amy. Be mad at me. So if you're able to find this link in time, call in. And if not, well, then, yeah, it's my fault.
It is your fault. But we're here now. We're here now. So that's all that matters.
Yeah, so let's talk about gang-related. So we both watched it today. So overall, without giving anything away, what'd you think? Oh, my God. Are you serious? I can already tell when you hesitate like this.
Okay. I was like, wait, is he screaming at me or did somebody go ring his doorbell?
I already can tell. And I know that people that are listening are like, Mike, she didn't even say anything. Exactly. She didn't say anything. Oh.
No. I like this episode. I love the fact that Ryan finally has stood up for his
stuff. No. Hold on. Did you really seriously like this episode? Did you really love it?
I didn't love it, but... I don't know what's wrong with me.
Oh, gosh. Okay, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. Okay, so what did you like about it?
I loved that Ryan is standing up for himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that that they're trying to get the family out of the business. I like that. He's like, when he said he didn't want to lose, another one to the Sharks.
Yeah.
And then I really liked that, Is it Javier, the one in the wheelchair?
No, that's Carlos.
Javier's dad, right?
Yes.
Okay. So Carlos, I love that, you know, he's like, yeah, I'm going to walk again. I'm going to walk again. He's drinking with his, you know, his physical therapist, you know, the military dude. But then I hated the end. Carlos, that bullet should have hit you in the brain.
Okay. So let's talk on that one, because that was probably one of my moving moments too, where Marco, the physical therapist guy, shows up. And of course, Carlos is not happy because the night before, his penis decides to not work. So I guess he's finding out that he can't get hard down there anymore. Because by the way, that Hispanic chick was hot. I would have done something else. I don't know. But still, so he has a problem with that. And the next day, he beats the shit out of Marco with a baseball bat. I'm not going to lie, Amy. I know that the past couple of recap shows, I've actually started to like Carlos because I was feeling his pain, even though he's a gangbanger. I have officially not like I he's back on my list of not liking him.
Yeah, same here. I was feeling sorry for him too. See, that goes to show we don't need to feel sorry for people.
Yeah, I'm not feeling. I wrote in my notes, don't like him now. So Carlos is on my poo-poo list because it wasn't Marco's fault.
No,
you know,
it wasn't his fault.
And Marco even showed him and told him, like, dude, you listen to me. I was told I couldn't walk either, and I'm walking, so I can help.
And he's probably having sex, too.
Who, Marco's having sex?
Probably.
He probably is. I mean, he's a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. I wasn't thinking about that.
Well, I'm saying his equipment is probably working as well, and it's all probably mental. I'm just happy he didn't poop on the girl.
Jesus. All right. So it's obvious we can see where your mind is when you're watching the show, you know, and yeah. Okay. Key Lime is saying that maybe Carlos should have rubbed some Bengay on it.
Wouldn't that burn?
That would burn. See, Key Lime, you don't have a penis, so you stop right there. Okay.
How do you know that person doesn't?
What?
How do you know that's a man? I mean, that's a girl.
I'm talking about put Bengay on Carlos's penis.
Yeah, but how do you know Key Lime is a girl and not a guy?
I know it's a girl because you told me it was Keisha.
I don't know if it's Keisha.
Stop it now. Stop it. Jesus. We're talking about Bengay and penis. All right. Well, I'm just telling you, Amy, so you know in the future, you do not put Bengay on your penis.
Okay.
And Key Lime says, I have a vagina in capital letters. So there it is. I was correct.
Okay.
What'd you think about Jessica making the moves on Ryan finally?
I liked it. And I liked how Javier was like, oh, it's a girl. One day, hopefully we can meet her. And I'm like, yeah, okay.
That's never going to happen. That is not going to happen. Yeah, she definitely wants Ryan.
You think so?
Dude, she's all over him. And I knew it too.
I kind of want Ryan, too. I love it when he starts speaking Spanish.
Okay, enough of that. So what did you think about Ryan? Let's talk about the ending where you said it right now, where he's finally standing up. He tells Javier, no, he's not going to help make the charges disappear from this Russian guy. And Javier doesn't look pissed off. And did you notice when Javier's talking to him, he was like, my ability, and then he said our ability to become clean, like he said my, like his family, and then he snapped and said our, meaning let me pull Ryan in this so to help me. I'm telling you, I love Javier's character, but Javier ain't looking out for Ryan.
You don't think he's looking out for Ryan?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I think it's all about Carlos, his family, going legit, I don't think he would. I think that if he was able to do everything without Ryan, he probably would pull Ryan in and going, we did it. But I think that if it came down to his family or Ryan, Ryan's going to be taken out.
You know, I think so too, because blood's thicker than water.
Mm-hmm.
And he recruited Ryan at a young age. Yeah, he watched over him, but he recruited him at a young age.
Yeah, I don't think I think Ryan's and I think Ryan's kind of seeing it a little bit, maybe.
No, I don't think he is.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Damn it. Well, I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens.
I think he still thinks that he's in the family.
I think
because if he was seeing it, he wouldn't say, you know, no, I'm not doing this. Because, hello, you're really not in the family. You're going to end up dead next episode. And then
But I really think by Ryan telling Javier that he's standing up to him. And
yeah, he's standing up to him, which I like. Finally, we see that Ryan does have some balls. But I don't think it's going to be good for him.
All right. What did you think? One of my favorite parts, I don't know about you, but one of my favorite parts is when Ryan's beating the crap out of that Russian guy and Captain's like, stop it, that's an order. And then they get out, and then he shuts the gate and lets the dogs out on his ass.
Yes.
That was
loved it.
So that, now, Amy, you and I have been talking about this. That means, I mean, because he let the dogs eat him, there's a possibility he did push that guy out the window.
I think he did. I really think he pushed that guy out the window.
He's got an evil streak in him.
You've seen his face? When that one guy jumped, and they were like, yeah, he jumped, blah, 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 blah. You know, he kind of looked guilty. Like, oh, yeah, I had one jump, too, but what you guys don't know is I pushed him.
Okay, I didn't see that.
Yeah, that's exactly what his face was saying.
Jesus Christ. See the stuff that you see? Because you're like, oh, you just saw a whole nother episode right there, just in that look of Captain's eyes.
Yep.
Jesus Christ. What else? What else? It was kind of cool to see that Daniel's bank, when the undercover FBI agent Thomas shows up at Captain, and the gang task force, and kind of tells him like, "Yo, I don't think Daniel is a crooked person." And then Captain kind of insists like, "No, he is, and your job is to find something." Do you think Daniel is really going? I mean, right there. It shows that he's trying to be legit.
Yeah, I mean that's what. Because he told his father this could be our future. You know, let's get out of drugs and whatever, and this will be our future.
Right.
Because he believes in it. And, yeah, I do. I think Daniel is trying to go legit.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
But it's not going to happen. I mean, look who his father is. It's not going to happen.
No. And something it's going to get mixed up. It's going to get mixed up. And it shows you, too, Javier showing up at his ribbon cutting. He knew he wasn't supposed to be there.
Yeah.
And he was there anyways.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's going to mess up. Oh, okay, now I got a bone to pick with my TV station here, and I'm going to need your help on this.
Okay.
Now, while I was watching the episode this morning, I see where my beautiful V goes to the prison to go talk to Anton, which you find out that V knows Russian, which was pretty hot. Yeah, well, you like her when he speaks Spanish. I like her when she speaks Russian.
Yeah.
That was pretty hot. And then she's about to walk out, and then Anton's like, sit down, I'll tell you what you want to know, and you got to tell me because I'm your brother. All of a sudden, Amy, my news weather channel cuts in and goes, we have an update on today's weather, and totally cut that out. So I need you to tell me, did she tell him about the shot? What did she say?
Well, I can't speak Russian, so I have no idea.
Oh, shut up.
Thank goodness for subtitles.
So did she open up to him or was
she opened up to him and told him that on the job she got stuck and then she said HIV.
Oh God.
And then he said, when will you know? She said 6 months and he says sorry. And it was more looks, like they kept giving each other looks because the conversation was really, you know, told her to take care of herself and stuff like that. And then, you know, he told her what she needed to know to find
the baby. To find the dog and all that crap and everything else.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I was so mad. So mad. I was like, what?
That was a beautiful scene, too.
Oh, I was looking forward. I mean, it was literally like, tell me. And then she turns around and sits down and it's like, hey, today in the Montgomery County, it's going to be storming weather. And I'm like, oh. And then I fast forward it and they're about to break in. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was pissed.
Aww.
Pissed. And I didn't even live in that area. It was storming, so I could care less.
I think we need to tweet your station, and we need to, like, get everybody else to retweet them and tell them they screwed up.
They did.
Yeah.
They did, because it's Fox 26. So if anybody finds Fox 26 in the Houston area, tweet them and be like, do not interrupt gang-related ever again.
I was coming after you.
Yes, unless it's a tornado in the Sugar Land area, because that's where I live. So I want to know that. what else did you like? Did you like anything else?
I mean, there was just some stuff that I liked. I felt really bad for the guy that just wants to send his kids to college.
Oh, yeah, the gardener.
That was really sad.
But? Daniel's got to go legit.
Yeah, he does got to go legit.
What'd you think about the lawyer coming in and sticking in that sex trafficking chick in the throat?
I knew it was going to happen. I knew it.
You know what I didn't understand? It's like as soon as she started talking Spanish, I you could tell something was up. And everybody in the gang tech force is like, hold on a second. What's going on? And I'm like, run in there.
I know. Why are they running? Why can't they walkie-talkie to the guy that's standing in front of the door?
You know what?
Like,
good call. That is true because there was somebody outside the door.
Instead of running like down 50 flights of stairs and then down 5 hallways, just radio the guy standing at the door. Hello, he's killing her.
That is so true. I totally forgot about that guy when Ryan's like, open the door. I'm like, you should have walkie-talked that guy.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
That's one thing that bothers me about Gang Related is they give all of these scenes that are not, like, realistic to me.
They're real.
And the whole Carlos and shooting scene. That still bothers me.
You will not let that go.
No, I'm not going to let it go. I'm not going to let it go.
Everybody that's tuning in for the first time, in the episode where Carlos gets pretty much a walk-by and gets shot up by assault cannons and rifles and bazookas, I can understand that Carlos was not hit in the head by a bullet. Amy cannot understand why Carlos didn't die in that scene, and she will not let it go.
No, there was way too many bullets. Amy, not just, you know, randomly shooting up his car. They were aiming for him. Okay? There was three guys. Or was there might have been four. I have to go back and look.
Yeah, there was quite a few.
We'll say four guys with guns, not just little handguns. Machine guns.
Yeah, I know. Just drop it. It's just one of those. I can't explain it.
I don't either. But what do you think about Javier? And he's making this. He's trying to get out, making this fish scale drug deal. Like he wants to.
Dude,
what do you think? What's going to happen? He already killed like four gang leaders.
Yeah, this dude here, Javier, I feel for him, and I don't think he's thinking straight. I mean, he offered the main cartel guy $15 million for 1 year. And the cartel guy is like, no. You give me $100 million, 18 months, and I want everything you own to freaking whatever you sell, whatever business, and give it to me. And if not, you and your family will be punished. I think that was like a deal with the devil.
Yeah.
And which it's going to tell you, I see the signs that Javier, right now, he's trying to be like all legit. And he's going to be like, Ryan, you need to help me, and you're my son's son. But $100 million, and now your family is put on the line. Javier is going to do everything in his power to get this $100 million in 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I really think it's going to be really insane, and I really think it's going to test Ryan and Javier's relationship because I was thinking to myself, I was like, don't take that deal. Do not take that deal. But Javier wants it. You know, and Javier thinks he's doing it for his family in a sense of like, I can't see any of my children or any of my family go through this like they did through Carlos, so I will do whatever it takes. Meaning, he will break every law to make that $100 million. I think it's insane, and we're going to see some crazy crap because I really enjoyed this episode. This was probably one of my favorite ones, just for the fact that I didn't get to see a lot of the other detectives and gang task force doing their thing, but. It was cool to see all this. It was good to see, like, sex trafficking instead of just, like, go after Javier.
Yeah, but it was all tied into Javier.
True, but, you know, it kind of was a case outside a case.
Yeah, it was.
You know, or at least for me, that's how I took it.
So now, do you think that, you know, Javier's going to get so deep in here that he's going to need, you know, Ryan and the team's protection? That would be creepy. I mean, like, how would he explain that? Like, okay, you know, you have to protect me, Ryan. Your team has to protect me. I'm basically your stepdaddy.
I mean, could that happen? Possibly. It could. I mean, but I don't know. I think I see the future of him just breaking everything to get that $100 million before. I think he would try to go for that goal instead of He's going to have to. I mean, he's got 18 months technically, and maybe you're right. If he doesn't hit that 100 million mark, they're going to come after him and his family.
Yeah.
You know.
And who will they go after first? They're obviously going to go after.
I think they're going to go after Carlos. He's easy. He's just rolling around in a chair. And then Daniel, which Daniel could walk out of his bank and get shot easily, is just.
Yeah, but they've already. Carlos has already been through enough. I think they would go after Daniel first.
But I think the cartel, that main guy eating tacos, knows that he's doing all this for Carlos. I mean, did you notice when they were in the restaurant, he was like, oh, just because your son Carlos fell down and scratched his knee? Javier's face just, you know, just changed. And, you know, and I'm wondering also, is Javier, if this main dude going to really piss off Javier, where Javier would take him out and want to become that guy and be like, I can offer you all this, you know? And, you know, because he looked really pissed off when this guy was talking about, you know, Carlos, and then mentioned about Daniel's bank business. I mean, this guy knows his, you know, he's done his homework on Javier's family.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think Javier took it as a threat, you know, but he warned him also. You know, you shake this hand, not even God's going to be able to unbind this contract you have. We will come after you and your family. And Javier still did it. So.
Because Javier, see, he's not thinking right.
No, he's not thinking right. And you might be right. Maybe he might have to come to
I think he will. I think he'll have to come to Ryan. Or Daniel will have to come to Ryan for protection.
Yeah, I don't.
And then, you know, something's going to slip where the team realizes that Ryan knows his family.
Well, we'll see what happens. I think the team was surprised to hear that, you know, we hear about Ryan's mom dying, you know, crossing the border.
Yeah.
Jalisco into the United States. So I think that was kind of a shocker for everybody, you know. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see. I'm wondering if the team's like, what else do we not know about Ryan? Like, we never knew that. Plus, I mean, his mom's death probably isn't their business. You know, I wouldn't have asked, but still, I'd still throw up. I mean, I know the captain knows something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. I mean, next week episode, next Thursday, apparently there's going to be a killer drug hitting the streets of L.A., and I think Carlos is involved in it as well.
Like he takes it and dies?
No, he doesn't take it and die, young lady. I think he has something about distributing it in the streets of Los Angeles, which I don't think is going to make Javier very happy. Carlos is in a dark place right now, you know. And
he should jump.
He was doing good until his penis didn't work.
Well, he should just roll right into the river.
Okay, we can see that you really despise Carlos now.
I do. Somebody take him down to San Diego Pier and just roll him off the edge.
Okay, are we done with this recap?
I'm sorry. I do not like him right now.
Yeah, that was kind of messed up what he did to Marco. That was. I really thought he was going to hit him with the bottle. That's what I thought.
I mean, that man is just trying to help you.
And he broke a bat. Literally broke the bat on his ass.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious to see what's going to happen. Is Marco going to stay and be like, you know, you're not going to run me off? Or is he going to be like, Javier, you have a crazy son, I'm out of here.
Marcos needs to go hide his wheelchair. Go push the wheelchair in the pool.
Okay, are we done with his recap?
Yes, I am done bashing on Carlos. I love you, Carlos. I love the actor. See, that's why I hate him so much. Because I love the actor, and the actor is brilliant. So it makes me, you know, it's a love-hate relationship.
Yeah, he's doing a great job of us making us like him, not like him, like him, and now we don't like him.
Yeah, so, yeah.
So, all right, well, I guess that's it for this week's recap. Don't forget this coming up Friday, which will be June 20th. We will be back. We will talk the Thursday night Fox episode of Gang Related. Also, big shout-outs to Gang Related Addicts on Twitter. You can find them at GR Addicts. I know they be tweeting stuff. They be doing Q&As with everybody, so shout-outs to them. Everybody else that's been retweeting our stuff. Including Gang-Related Addicts. Thank you very much. Share the show. And don't forget, we'll get it right. This was my fault, not Amy's fault, but you can call in all the Gang-Related Addicts fans. There's a phone number right there on top of the player. If you're just tuning in right now and hearing a pre-recorded show, if you look at the top of the player, you'll see a phone number that way you can call in from your cell phone or Skype us. You can call through Skype, so whichever one you want to do. You can only do it during live shows. So if you're listening to a pre-recorded show, join us this week. And if you want to find me on Twitter, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, check out my blog, I Watch Mike. And don't forget, you can subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss a podcast. All you got to go do is iTunes, search Variety Radio Online, and it's that easy. If you want to follow, and you should, Variety Radio Online on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, that's Variety Radio Online. If you want to follow them on Twitter, it's at the VRO. And also, of course, the mothership of all ships, thevro.com. That's where everything is. And Amy, if they want to reach out, touch you, especially all of Carlos's fans, I'm a fan of him right now, where can they find
you? Carlos's fans can find me at AmyVRO on Twitter. And then, yeah, you'll have to just search around to find me everywhere else.
There you go. You guys, the challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey,
you know what? Carlos is going through a challenge right now, so all of his fans have to go through one too.
Jeez, you just can't let it go. You sound like me when I talk about Elena on the Vampire Diaries.
I know.
All right, people. Well, thanks for tuning in. Amy, thanks, thanks for chatting, and thank you for putting up crap.
Yeah, because I woke up this morning and I was like, no, Mike's going to get on because we're going to do videos. Our next one, hopefully, Mike will be on video so you can watch him and listen to me and all this stuff. And
yeah, Amy, last week before she left, we kind of got on Ustream and kind of we were trying to use Vaughn Live TV, but it's not compatible right now. So Ustream, it was able to work. So you'll be able to jump into the Ustream link. You'll be able to see me. You won't be able to see Amy, but you'll be able to see me, and you can join the chat. So we'll have two chat rooms, one here on Blog Talk Radio and, of course, one on Ustream. So that's what we're trying to do, so at least we can, get some visualness.
Yep.
Maybe I'll get some props. Maybe I'll have my shirt off and run around naked. You never know.
Never know. Never know what we'll do here on Variety Radio Online. Plus, never know when Mike's going to screw something up.
That's true, like I did today. All right, we're out of here. Everybody have a great week. Don't forget to tune in Friday. We'll be back for a new recap show on Gang Related. Bye-bye.